Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
How does John Williams say this? What did he say today? The holidays are too important to spend with family. When he says that, I laugh because that's the whole point of the holidays for me. I love every moment of it. Happy Thanksgiving from the whole crew here on the afternoon show. We appreciate you listening. Is it a struggle for you? Do you just dread having to go spend the holiday with your family? I was telling John Williams that I have two different friends who are divorced and their adult children want them to come to their house for Thanksgiving with their dad and his new wife. And as the woman who is the person who's not showing up with her husband, it's kind of like, you know, that's an uncomfortable situation sometimes. Diane is with us, and Diane Gottsman is a national etiquette expert and so much more than that. I know you've been on the show in the past. What are most of the things you hear about when people have to gather with family for Thanksgiving? What stresses people the most?
Oh my gosh, Thanksgiving is full of stressful conversations, everything from politics to family dynamics. Adult siblings revert back to childhood rivals. So, you know, this is a time for us to be together and enjoy each other and just kind of address these things in advance so we'll have a great holiday season.
Oh, and last year was all about vaccines. Remember, you'd have somebody that wasn't vaccinated show up and you're like, where is your vaccine card? At least we're beyond that this year. But let's go back to adult children who really parents still treat like children. I don't care if you're 40 or 50, your parents still treat you like you were 12.
You know, they do. And there's some form of fondness. You know, my own grandmother would say, you're always going to be my baby. So, you know, to them, we are their babies, but we are adults. And what happens is we have to set some boundaries, but very kindly and politely. So when your mom or an aunt asks you something like, why won't you give me grandchildren? Why can't we have grandchildren? You know, it's a very touchy, sensitive subject. And rather than just blowing up like we would have done when we were seven with a question that made us mad, we have to be ready. We've probably heard this for years, you know, in a row. So say something to that question like, you know, when we decide that we're going to have children, you are going to be the very first to know. But for right now, we're very happy.
And of course, with this audience, you might be talking to the people that are going to ask that question.
That's right. And so I think it's important that we need to be respectful of everyone at the table. Of course, we love to talk politics. We hate to talk politics. We get in fights about it. Then we, you know, so I think that it's the host's duty. That's one of us out there in the audience that's listening, you know, multiple, that when it comes up, and if it gets dicey, the host has to say, okay, everybody, listen, we need to table this. We're here to gather together and visit with each other and make memories, but the right kind of memories. So they have to be the ringleader. They have to step in. Shouldn't be the ringleader. If they're the host, they need to knock it off.
Diane Gottsman is a national etiquette expert. The only thing that happens at my house is if one of the younger generation doesn't get up and help with the dishes right away, there's a lot of snarky comments in the kitchen. Like, can you believe she did not get off the couch and help with these dishes and help clean up? And he did not pick up his plate off the table. That's usually what happens.
So here's what happens there. Rather than being in the other room getting all twisted up and snarky, why don't we walk into the other room and say, listen, would you guys help me? Would you, everybody bring your dishes and bring them to the table? John, I want you to wash the dishes. Sally, I want you to dry. I'm going to start getting all of the heavy lifting with the pots. So we need to set our boundaries. Ask if there's something we want to happen, let's make it happen, but in a really pleasant way, not in a dictatorial way.
But don't you think people get a little more enjoyment out of complaining in the kitchen than actually getting the help?
Well, it's the wrong kind of enjoyment, but they do people like to dish. And then what that means is they like to tell. Unfortunately, even with families, there's always family gossip, right? But then what happens is it gets carried too far. So I think it's important to say, if somebody is not at the table, not present, we need to say, that this is not our story to tell. She's not here to tell the story. We need to hold off. Somebody has, you know, just like we would say with our own children, somebody's got to be the leader. Somebody's got to take the lead.
So respond rather than react, and respond with grace would be the key, right?
I would say when at all possible, respond with grace and don't take on somebody else's behaviors that really you would be annoyed if they were treating you that way. Don't show up with a plus one. Don't show up empty handed. Make sure that you bring a host gift. And if there's something special you want to have at the table, offer to make it yourself. Offer to help clean up. And if the younger generation is not helping, ask them. We have to ask for what we want.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us. We got a few text messages coming in that can relate. One says, good afternoon. My primary doctor provides me with Xanax for the holiday. I love my relatives, but thank you.
All else fails.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving, Diane.
Happy Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon.
Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.